With the McDonald Central Max High School football season ending in the state semifinal game for 8-player a year ago, they were determined to go all the way to the state championship game in Wisconsin Rapids this season. Their challenging schedule began in Clayton on Saturday, August 31st, against the Bears, a team they defeated in the quarterfinals just a season ago.
Third and nine from the 49. Smiski on the bootleg, rolling out to his left, got some pressure, floats it out left side, looking for Anderson. Anderson, another catch inside the 25-yard line. 26-yard hookup unofficially there between Smiski and Anderson. Just over 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. McDonald leading 20-14. Three-step drop, floating out left side, over the shoulder catch. What a grab inside the 30-yard line. Ryan Smiski says, you better believe I have hands. Second and one. Faking the pitch out is Grant Smiski. Smiski rolling out, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Smiski. All alone, the fourth touchdown toss of the day for Grant Smiski. And it's 26-14 McDonald. They're down 27-20 with 9:01 remaining. A fourth and eight for Clayton for the McDonald 46. Trips to the left. Back to pass is Dane Mumm. He's got a clean pocket. Now pressure comes. Tipped pass. Caught. Breaking one tackle. Anderson trying to stop him, and he will. Anderson pulls him out of bounds into the McDonald sideline, 2 yards shy of the stick as Curtis made the catch and broke the first tackle, but Anderson would not let him go. What a play there by David Anderson. On this possession, after that brilliant turnover on downs generated by the defense, David Anderson is back out there, wide to the right. Smiski to the left. Eye formation behind Grant Smiski, the senior. Smiski short drop. He's going to pop fly deep down the left side, looking for Anderson. What a catch! Oh, my goodness. He went up and snatched it inside the 40-yard line. One-on-one coverage against Owen Anderson. And David Anderson says, I'm going to beat you one-on-one and take this ball away. 1:49 to go. Here in the game, 27-20. McDonald with the lead. Clayton has gone for two every time they've scored.
Watch a quarterback running the ball on this one.
Three receivers left. Mumm flares it out left side to Landon King. Landon King is wrapped up right away, pulled back by Eli Stepp. The wide receiver screen and Stepp with the stop. Attempt coming up for the Clayton Bears. They just took their second timeout. Again, it all comes down to this for Clayton.
Clayton would get in the end zone, making it a 27-26 McDonald lead. They would go for two yet again. If they converted, they'd grab the lead and likely the game against McDonald. Caleb Swenson and Seth Smiski on the call.
Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Mumm calls for the ball with a man in motion left to right. They give to King. They'll punch it out to Curtis. Curtis hit. He's driving toward the end zone. He's pulled back.
Wow.
David Anderson drops him to the turf, and McDonald hangs on. Oh, my goodness. David Anderson, who's been fighting cramps, pulls down Curtis.
The Max begin their season with a 27-26 win at Clayton and then move on to a 65-0 victory over Lake Holcomb in week two. Week three, the only blemish on the Max 7-1 record, a 58-27 loss at Owen Withy, but David Anderson not playing in that game. For much of the season, those were the only points scored against Owen Withy that the Max mustered in that contest September 13th. Owen Withy could be the Max opponent again, potentially next week, should McDonald take care of business tonight. Then it was the home game against Gilman, a huge contest against this conference foe on September 20th. And Smiski rolls to the right, and he's got a dink pass and wide open moment. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, McDonald. And the Max lead it 20-8. McDonald got the two-point conversion and went on to a 22-14 victory and rolled the next week at Cornell 51-0 and at Luck on October 4th, 63-6. And then it was the rematch with Thorpe, the team that knocked the Max out in the 8-player semifinal a season ago. With McDonald leading it 28-0, looking to go up 34 zips. Second and four from the 6-yard line. Smiski under center. Pitch out. Far side. Moulton going to run for the corner of the end zone, and he's going to get there. Touchdown, Moulton. And the Max lead it 34-0 with 5:41 to go until halftime. And McDonald goes on to a 55-0 win in that October 11th game, their regular season home finale, and then a win at Alma Center Lincoln just last Friday night, 39-8, to give them a 7-1 record and a spot in the postseason as the 2 seed hosting 3 seed Wausau Newman Catholic. The Fighting Cardinals, the MAC opponent tonight, they come in 8-1 against 7-1 McDonald. The winner moves on to next Friday night against the winner of top seed Owen Withy against 4 seed Port Edwards. And we've got it for you next on MAC TV.
McDonald Max Football is on the air. This WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Culver's of Lake Alley, Great Clips, Haas Incorporated, H&R Electric, also by Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, by Nicolet National Bank, Posts, Glass and Mirror, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, SmartScan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, and by Swimrite Pools and Spas, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. And now with the pregame show, here's your WOGO sports broadcast team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO, your sports station.
We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the McDonald Max, Mark Maloney, as the Culver's kickoff show continues tonight from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. WOGO sports coverage of Max playoff football on Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, it's the Culver's Kickoff Show. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, Ryan Smiski as well going to be on the field for us tonight. We appreciate that. We'll get to head coach Mark Maloney in a moment. And some issues with the clock here tonight. So they're hard at work on that. And
it's going to make things interesting.
It is going to. So
sure.
We're not going to be really able to give you, again, they're working on it diligently, feverishly. But again, the show will go on, we're told. Meanwhile, hey, when you're faced with the challenge of how you respond, determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And I took care of most of the things, but I wanted to get to the interview with Mark Maloney. Let's try that now, joining it in progress. One and actually on Max TV tonight, as we've got the call for you. And it's the start of the eight-player playoffs on Max TV. McDonald hosting the Fighting Cardinals of Wausau Newman, head coach Mark Maloney. All right, always exciting to be in the postseason.
Yes, it is. I mean, these kids have been playing really well here. You know, we took our nick there against Owen Withy, third game of the season, but they've really improved since then. So we're hoping that we can come out tonight and really play a really good game against a good team. Wausau Newman, you know, they were state champs 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. They know how to play eight players. So, you know, we're going to see if we can't give them a really good fight tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stinging loss to them. We remember that one. But they were an outstanding team, football and basketball. And but this is a new year. What do you know about this club? First of all, their offense.
You know, they're going to run pretty much the same type of offense. They're going to run that read option very, very well. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure we keep an eye on their quarterback. We got to make sure we keep an eye on their running back. Mm-hmm. And then we'll make them throw the ball. They're not a real good passing team. But, mm-hmm. you know, if we can take them out of their run game, then hopefully we can take care of their pass game.
Yeah, when you look at the stats for McDonald, I mean, one of the better balanced, high-level balanced teams in terms of the run-pass, and certainly it starts with Smiski to Anderson for you guys.
Oh, exactly. You know, those two kids are phenomenal. You know, they know exactly what's going on. They played together for a long, long time, since middle school, probably even before that in flag. I don't know. But I've had them way back in seventh grade, too, so... Mm-hmm. I've been with those guys for a long time myself, so it's always fun seeing those two go out there. And, you know, I'm going to give them every opportunity to open it up in this game tonight.
But, of course, the run sets up the pass, and it starts with Dawson Moulton.
Yes. I mean, Dawson, you know, again, you know, he didn't have a lot of stats this year because we didn't need him out there a whole lot. But tonight, you know, we've been working on him just hitting some holes and running really hard tonight. So we're expecting a really good game out of Dawson tonight. And, again, he's got a fantastic blocker and Danny Fritz in front of him. And Daniel gets a ball, he's going to mow people over.
He had a terrific last game we did here, the win over Thorpe. So, Coach, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Head Coach Mark Maloney on the Culver's Kickoff Show. And the playoffs about ready to get going. We're getting close to kickoff here on Max TV. WOGO Sports coverage of Max football in the postseason on Max TV. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads, whether you're an athlete or spectator. Control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Back with the Culver's Kickoff Show in 3 minutes.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla, 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
All right, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back with you in the press box at DeRay, and they do have a working clock, and what do you know? Praise the Lord.
Yes, exactly. Right. I was going to make it really tough if that wasn't going to be working. So.
Yeah.
It's stressful enough up here with you keeping stats and, you know, things going on.
Oh, right, right, right. I'm the one feeling the stress, for sure.
Yes.
So in the meantime, I guess we're working through some issues with Drew in terms of reception, and... So that's a challenge because it's not like he can listen to us on radio, and so we're working out that here tonight in the behind the scenes. But, hey, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk beats pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why McDonald football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And as long as I've got your attention, hey, we're making great progress, but there's remaining a shortage of WIA-licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure that we're able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Well, again, two fine clubs here tonight as the clock now just over 4 minutes showing until we get game action here on the Culver's kickoff show. And now... Okay, our lights just went out. Okay, but well, we might as well do the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, okay, in Chippewa Falls. And so, how about it, Seth? The Toyson Ford keys to the game in this one.
Well, here, you know, like Coach Maloney said, we got they run that read option very, very well, and they're a very good coach team. So, I expect it to run it with some very good efficiency. So we as a defense, we just got to read our keys.
Yeah.
You know, when on option stuff, you know, DNs have somebody, linebackers have somebody, stuff like that. And we just read your keys and trust in your teammates, and things should go good. And offense, we just got to run the ball and let David and Grant throw it, David and Grant throw it around, and I think we'll be just fine if we can run the ball. And let's not turn it over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those turnovers. Don't try to imitate the Packers and lose the turnover battle by three.
Yeah.
I think you can still win the game.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, Grant hasn't thrown many interceptions this year, but I'm sure his nerves are a little high right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, there's that playoff anxiety, no question about it.
Yep.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to tonight's game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And, again, you've got McDonald in the usual blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and the white pants. And visiting Wausau Neumann, the Fighting Cardinals, in their white uniforms with the red numerals and also white helmets and white pants to go with it for this one here tonight. And Caleb Swenson is in Middleton. We're on WOGO Sports. He's got coverage with his terrific broadcast team of that contest, Chi High. And I think when we look at the overall bracket for eight player and also it's for Division I, for McDonald, yes, we laid it out. Owen Withy and Port Edwards tonight. Neumann Catholic is a three seed. McDonald is the two. And then the bottom of that bracket, should the Macs advance all the way to level three of the postseason action, those teams down there, Highland is the one facing four seed Oakfield, and Allman Bancroft, who is the lone team to beat Neumann Catholic this year, the winner of that Merriwood Conference, they're taking on two seed North Crawford this evening. The other teams in the right and the left side of the bracket, Northwood Solon Springs, the one seed against fourth seeded Hurley. Third-seeded Clayton, whom the Macs beat to start the season against second-seeded Siren. Then number one-seeded Lena St. Thomas Aquinas against four-seed Wausaukee and third-seed Wabino Leona against two-seed Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah. But again, in Division I action, Chi-High finding themselves tonight at Middleton as a five-seed. And should they win, they'll meet the winner of Wanakee, a one seed, against Wausau West. So a lot going on all across the state in high school football tonight.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. So, and, you expect Owen to win that game tonight. But at Port Edwards, we played them when Grant was a freshman, and they had a very shifty, skilled quarterback, and he was also a freshman at the time. So if he's still playing.
I remember that game. That was
still playing. That was a game we came back and Grant threw four times. It was an amazing game, but that'll be interesting. You just never know with playoffs here.
Absolutely. All right, so we're winding down the Culver's kickoff show. Thanks so much for joining us for it here on WOGO's coverage of Max playoff football on Max TV on YouTube. And the Culver's kickoff show brought to you by the brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply today, apply this weekend at culvers.com/careers. That's culvers.com/careers. All right, we'll take our final break and come back with the opening of this contest, the Macs and the Wausau Neumann Catholic on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa. Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
A wonderful rendition of our Star Spangled Banner to get the action started here tonight, as it's McDonald hosting Wausau Newman Catholic. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, I believe Newman, we'll see. They said that they've been introduced as a team, and they're going with that particular approach, something that, remembering back to New England, winning the first of those Bill Belichick Super Bowls, and introduced that way against the St. Louis Rams, and a lot of teams have followed suit with that, declining the individual introduction and introducing the whole team, and the Max will do likewise. All right, any idea who's receiving the kick yet? Just kind of breaking in the special teams for the kickoff? Or
I have not yet heard.
Hard to pick up on that?
Yeah.
All right, and it looks like Wausau Newman is going to receive the kick. As we'll monitor that for you here on.
Yeah, it's always, I always liked, going on defense first. So That's a big plus here. It's easier to.
And so it's going to be Isaac Crawford who's going to be doing the booting for the Max. Crawford, the sophomore. As the McDonald going from left to right, they'll defend the goal to our left. Wausau Newman with two returners back, and Crawford, there's the boot, and we're underway. And end-over-end kicks can hit about the 21-yard line and go out of bounds.
Yeah, Isaac's been kicking the ball really well the past couple weeks here, so kind of not something we're used to seeing him kick it out of bounds, but we'll be just fine here.
And so they get it up at the 35-yard line. Speaking of the NFL recently, I forget which game it was now, but in the last game or two, the Packers said faced somebody who kicked it off from the 50 and it went out of bounds, and they were celebrating. The team got it the 25, and it was because they did 25 yards from where you kicked it. So, all right, here we go. First snap here for Wausau Newman, and their quarterback from the pistol, several steps back, waiting for the hike. He takes it. And the handoff, and Pent around the near side goes for a gain of about 5. And that was number 2, Griffin Pent. And if you don't know who it is tonight, Seth, you just say Pent, because not one, not two, but three players are Pent. P-U-E-N-T. It's a gain of 4 for Griffin on that one.
Yeah, and right there, they kind of showed how they're they're pretty smooth with this read option.
So gain of four, and second down and six now for Wausau Newman as they go right to left with Carson Rice at quarterback. He takes it. Now he'll run to the left himself and try to navigate through some McDonald defenders, but is pushed back a few yards.
That's really, really good to see right there. A bunch of Macs there. Dan Fritz leading the way. So that's what we want to see. Bottle him up.
Carson Rice that time, the senior, listed actually as a wide receiver defensive back, but they gave him two. I got to say, I
didn't see that.
I didn't see it either. Okay, wow, that's very generous forward progress.
Well, as long as they're generous with us, too, you know.
I mean, the original line of scrimmage was the 39. I thought it was going to be a loss on the play.
Yeah.
All right, it's third and four now for Wausau Newman Catholic, and receiver in motion, Cooper Gould. And now rolling to the right is Rice. Rice looking downfield, deep downfield, and it's almost intercepted. Right. The Macs almost with a interception there.
Good and coverage. Looks
Nash
like
Winger.
Nash Winger. Yeah, he was right with them. So that's, you know, when you get on an island out there and, you know, that kid catches a ball, he's probably going, you know, unless Nash can make a tackle. So good play for Nash there.
And so, you know, the thing about it is that Wausau Newman is their passing game certainly the weaker end for them. So,
yeah, which is
so fourth and four, and here's the snap, and there is the boot, and it's going to hit about the 37 yard line and be down there at about the 36 by Newman Catholic's Evan Graney, the senior, and so McDonald football 64 yards from pay dirt.
All right, offense. Let's see what you got here. So, nice to get out of the gate here, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they take a deep shot to David within the first two plays.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was interesting. You know, Coach Maloney didn't sound conservative.
Yeah, he kind of alluded to that a little bit.
Even in the pregame there. So that's interesting, and maybe try to get that early lead. So be ready for anything with the play-by-play and the highlights for halftime in the postgame. Grant Smisky now under center. I formation pitch out to the near side, and Moulton stumbles his way to the 34 and a loss of two. And good job by the defense that time, number 75, Carson Kalo.
Yeah, they read it. They kind of knew what was going on there, and they were in the backfield pretty much immediately when he received the pitch there.
Yeah. So second and 12 now for the Macs from their own 34 going left to right. Under center, Smisky again. Deep back, Moulton to the near side, and a reverser on the other end. Anderson, he dodges a defender, and now he turns it upfield. The 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. Anderson, the 45, into the 43-yard line of Wausau Newman. First down, McDonald.
There was one player that was in there, you know, immediately, and that's probably like the deepest loop I've ever seen anybody have to do on a reverse like that, but once he turned the corner, there wasn't anybody on that side. So
they give him the 44-yard line. I did not have David Anderson in my running statistics, but I better now because he just had a 22-yard for a McDonald first down. And, of course, that's another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashley.construction.co. Smisky now under center from the 44. And he goes to Anderson. And there's that six-yard gain. So, yes, there is that connection. Maybe not the bomb like you said, but how about the reverse and the quick slant pass?
Yep, Grant led him just a little bit more than probably normally would. I think normally likes to keep it right on his body. But David able to haul it in.
And so after that gain from the 44 to the 37, a completion of seven, the first completed pass of the night. And now second and three for, this would not be a bad throwing down. And now Smisky rolls to the right. Anderson trying to break free. There's the short pass completed to Ryan Smisky, his cousin, and a first down again. McDonald knocking on the Johnson roll-off red zone.
Nice to see Ryan catch the ball there, give him some confidence. He had a couple drops here, I think it was against Thorpe there and kind of, but nice to see him haul one in and turn it upfield. And he's a big boy once he gets going north-south, it takes a little bit.
12-yard gain to the 25. Second first down for the Macs. Smisky now under center. 25 yards from a score. Hand off Moulton. Near side. There he's going to go. The 20. Spin move. And the junior out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. So gain of 5 on the play. We did not have a working clock until 6 minutes left in the pregame tonight. So that was an issue.
We were really wondering how it was going to go, but
very grateful that we now have 8:30 remaining, and we can look at the clock and tell you that. Second and 5 from the 20 as they reach the Johnson roll-off red zone. For McDonald, Smiski under center, Fritz the fullback, Moulton the tailback. Smiski, handoff Moulton, right into a bunch of white shirts for Owen Withy, not Owen Withy, that's wishful thinking for next week, but actually Wausau Newman, and a loss of 1 on the play for Moulton. So it's 3rd and 6.
Yeah, just not a lot of room so far in a running game, and we'd really like to see that change here. And you got to keep with it, keep going.
3rd down and 6 for the Max from the 21-yard line. Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Back to pass, 3-step drop, heaves it to the corner of the end zone to Anderson. He catches it for a touchdown. Oh, no, they say out of bounds.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my, he was right along the sideline.
I think he got 1 foot in there.
Oh, my. Can we see the replay?
I know. I would really love to because it looked like he had one in.
He's, again, so confident, that connection so good, and they went for the touchdown on the 3rd and 6 and came up short and now going for it on 4th and 6. Well, it would have been a touchdown if he was in bounds. Here we go now. 4th and 6, McDonald. Smiski under center, I formation behind him. There's the quick slant pass, and he's got Anderson spinning, but short of the first down.
Just short of the first down.
Looks like
down.
He got 5, he needed 6.
Yep.
And so they threw it basically saying, hey, let's get it to you ahead of the first down. You can run for it. That didn't happen.
Yeah, and that's where that running game is just so critical. You know, if we could get a couple, 2-3 yards on that 3rd down,
yep,
or 2nd down, then, you know, it makes it so much more manageable.
So the Max did get a couple of 1st downs along the way.
So we just got to stop the big play here.
From the 16-yard line now, Wausau Newman. 0-0 game, 7:42 to go, first quarter. Receiver in motion. And then a running play up the middle and crashing across the 20-yard line for a gain of about 6 that time.
Looked like Fritz was on the tackle there. Yeah, that quarterback follow. It's just lead through the hole, and he follows through, and he'd like to see it, you know, maybe go for 1 or 2, not 6, but
right,
we'll
right.
Tighten up.
All right, 2nd down and 4 from the 22-yard line for Wausau Newman. And, again, the quarterback from the pistol. And we'll take this one. And now running it straight forward and gain of about 3, maybe a yard short.
A lot of
first down.
A lot of pre-snap movement here for Newman. Looks like we're definitely watching some film and are adjusting to it well, but not – something we've seen a lot is all the motioning before the snap.
Mm-hmm. And it creates a 3rd down and 1 now from the 25-yard line. From the pistol is Rice. He'll take it, and he'll run it himself right up the middle. He's their second leading rusher, and he got the 1st down.
Yeah, it looks like with forward progress, he definitely got the 1st down.
So, again, a tough opponent with a 7-1 record, only lost to Almond Bancroft, their ultimate conference winner. And there's the run from Rice out to the 27. Another gain of, he's got 3 carries for 7 yards, and that's their first down of the night.
Yeah, just, you know, we're doing well. We're doing well. We just tighten things up, you know, maybe hold them for no yards on one play there, and they're looking at a 4th and 3 instead of a 4th and 1.
Again, Rice from the pistol. Waits for it, gets it, fakes, comes the other way, and incomplete pass off the hands of big number 56, Evan Graney.
I didn't quite see where he was lined up, but there wasn't anybody on him, so I don't know if he was
eligible
as like a tackle or something like that. We just overlooked it.
He is, as I checked the statistics, he is one of their receivers.
Oh, okay.
And so you just don't know it necessarily by the number.
Yeah.
So second and 10 now from the 27-yard line from the pistol. And it's going to be a handoff.
Nice.
Good contact as they wrap up Everett Pent.
That's exactly, it looks like Mason Bussey was in there making initial contact. Ryan, Eli, or Allen Minen, great play.
And basically no gain on the play. And it creates a third and 10 now in this scoreless first quarter, 5:20 to go first period. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, got Drew Smisky on the sideline, had some technical issues, so we'll try to get him included if we can. Receiver in motion and does an interesting maneuver, and then a pitch out in the backfield, and Everett Pent is going to get pushed out of bounds for no gain for Pent, the junior.
Good job, Dan Fritz. He was there. He read it perfectly and able to make the initial contact.
And so Pent now, 3 carries for 6 yards. Again, these Pent brothers we told you about. And two of them are juniors. Griffin is, and Everett is. And they've got Damian, who's a junior, so 3 of them. All right, this one's going to hit the 45 and roll, and it takes a big Wash Newman roll to the 30, inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
All right, offense, let's get this run game established here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's going to be key. We know we can throw it, but our bread and butter is our running game, and it just we need to get that going here.
So close on that would-be touchdown to Anderson, but
yeah,
they ruled him
yep.
out of bounds. And again, you don't have to have 2 feet in, just one now.
Yeah, yeah, and I think if we could have thrown a red flag on that, maybe things would have went our way, but.
All right, from the 29-yard line now, back to pass. And there's heaving it. Smisky goes for the long ball, and he's got Anderson along the sideline and then out of bounds. And that's a completion, and it's going to go about inside the 30-yard line. So a completion of over 40 yards on the play.
Just a perfect ball, great catch by David. And you know what? If he could stay in bounds, that's a touchdown, but, hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely, to the 29-yard line. And so 42-yard reception between those two and another McDonald first down, and he's already got 54 yards receiving on 3 catches here tonight. So McDonald from the 29, from 29 to 29, they turn that around, and now a pitch out going on the far side. Moulton trying to get some room, and he stumbles, and he's going to go. Moulton's in the end zone. He's able to shake the tackle for a touchdown and a 29-yard run.
All right. they tackled him in the end zone, his own team did. So, but that's, you know, he was able to shake off that initial first hit. I was thinking he was going down there, but he shook it off and took it in. Awesome. Great job.
Outstanding play. And now that extra point. For, again, he looked like he was going to be bottled up.
Yeah,
and they've done
it
a good job on him so far. But there's the boot, and the kick is through. For the Max from Cale Home, it's 7-0 now, and we'll take a break. Be back in a minute with a kickoff on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back. And again, thanks so much to Grayson Hoff from McDonald Central as we're able to bring you this broadcast on Max TV on YouTube. And there's the boot from Crawford. And there's the return man taking it along the near side, Cooper Gould. And he's run out of bounds just past the 20. So the Max fired up right now, Seth.
Yeah, great. That's the kind of kick we're used to right there by us, Isaac. And good coverage by the kickoff team. These kickoffs always have made me nervous, and they were there. And not quite the starting field position they had last time.
24-yard line now for Wausau Newman Catholic as they trail at 7-0, 4:26 to go first quarter from their 24. And they like to start their quarterback, Carson Rice, from the shotgun. No completed passes. He's 0 for 2 so far. And he'll take it. He likes to run. This one right up the middle into that Mac defense for a small gain.
Yeah, and that play right there puts a lot of pressure on the defense. They got four wide receivers. They really spread you out. And that's where the linebacker, you know, he's one-on-one with the quarterback and the D lineman. They gotta contain him. He gets through that, and he's got a lot of room to run.
So a gain of 3, second down here for Wausau Newman, inside of 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Seven other games going on in 8-player tonight. This is one of them. And to keep in our eyes, our interest certainly in the Owen Withy game. The winner of this meets the winner of that next Friday night. And now taking it to run again, Rice to the near side, and then the Max able to get him out of bounds. And
good.
Eli's step was one of those over there.
Defense is playing really good disciplined ball right now, and they're reading their keys, and whoever had quarterback that time was right there, you know, looked like Allen. So they're doing well.
Again, Rice, their quarterback, was their second leading ground gainer on the season to Everett Pent was the leading rusher. And now it creates a 3rd and 5 with clock ticking toward 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. From DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. From the pistol. Big play here for Wausau Newman. And there's the pass. A screen pass incomplete. Intended for Everett Pent off on the side. But he's 0 for 3 now is Rice.
Yeah, I think it looked like it was a ball that should have been caught. And he would have had a really good chance of making the first down there. So good for us. We like to see when the balls hit the turf.
I think, you know, we take for granted the McDonald passing game, but again, you know, we've got the run with Moulton and then the elite passing game, really. And, again, even if you fall behind, I mean, you've got that. And certainly.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. There's the boot. And Step is back, but he's going to just let it bounce well in front of him. And near midfield, so the Max great field position as they take over with 2:42 to go first quarter, leading 7-0 in this opening playoff game.
So far, that defense just looking absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, loving that for sure.
Yep, they're doing exactly what they needed to do. And now it's just kind of like, let's grind and pound this ball a little bit here.
From the 49-yard line, McDonald going to take over. We got some great highlights already, and both of them featuring David Anderson, a great reverse and then a long pass play of 42 yards from Grant Smisky. Smisky under center eye formation. They've been doing that all night, not messing with any pistol or shotgun. Hand off Moulton. Moulton, dipsy doodle, and through the 40 and down the sideline and out of bounds about the 30-yard line.
Right.
Wow. He's fighting his way into the secondary the last two carries.
Those were some really awesome moves Dawson had there coming through the line. Just shifty, hopping around. That's what you like to see out of your running back. He's feeling it.
Mm-hmm. And help me out, what was the starting? It was about the 49 or so, was it? You got down to
the
30.
Yeah, it was probably about the 49.
21-yard run.
That punt bounced back just a little bit, so yeah, probably
his
49.
Last 2 yards, 29-yard touchdown run and then a 21-yard run. So, all right, the Max with 5 first downs now. And back to pass, Smisky. He's going to heave one deep. He's got Anderson again inside the 10-yard line for a first down.
Good adjustment by David, but he was You know, he was nice and open. And one thing I haven't done yet tonight, and that is just to give some credit to that old line. Grant's got some time. He's had some time to throw.
Right.
You know, and if he can get that, David and Grant, they're probably the best combo in the state as far as that goes, you know, or one of the best.
And
being a little biased here, but.
Yeah, for sure, one of the best. To the 8-yard line now, inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. And Smisky rollings to his right. He's got his receiver,
right.
Touchdown. There it is, Ryan Smisky, cousin to cousin. And the Macs lead it 13-0.
Nice. I love to see that. Just Ryan's my nephew. He's my godson. And just a great, great kid. And I like to see that connection.
Yeah. 8-yard touchdown pass. And Ryan's dialed in tonight as well.
Yep. That end.
And the ball is down. Moulton holding, and the kick is through for home. 14-0. We'll take a break. Max up 14-0 here. First quarter, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Well, you know, McDonald had looked kind of bottled up running-wise, but all of a sudden, Dawson Moulton, a 29-yard touchdown run, a 21-yard run. And then we had a 22-yard pass to Anderson setting up this 8-yard touchdown pass to Smisky. And here's the return, and a knockdown just past the 20-yard line, number 21 for Newman, Cooper Gould. But the Macs really kind of breaking it open here, 14-0.
Yeah, the offense is starting to click. Little backstory. The boys went down and played a tournament down at UW-Whitewater over the summer for 7-on-7.
Okay.
And they faced Newman right away in the morning, and I think they lost to him.
Okay.
But they saw them later in the day in the championship, and we beat them.
Okay.
And they won the state championship for that. So
first and 10 from the 23 now. That is an inside story there. From the 23, and Rice is going to take it himself, just running. Again, he seems to be their most prolific ball carrier, the most frequent ball carrier, as that's his sixth carry already, but usually for pretty short gains. The Macs defensive line not being fooled, Seth.
No, not at all, and that's what I just love to see right now. Is that we got multiple bodies getting to the ball. So it's everybody's seeing it, and we're getting there, and that D-line is really eating things up right now. Mason, he's having a night.
Second and 8 from the 25 as... Wassa Newman trailing 14-0, and they don't passing game is not their strength. So again, the 7-1 team not used to being on the short end. Their only loss to Almond Bancroft 18-6 in week 2, and that game was forfeited at halftime or called at least. And
okay,
there's a bit of a run out to the 33, and
probably their best run.
Yep, close to a first down, and that was Everett Pent carry of 8.
Yep. Yeah, Allen got there, but it was kind of more of a catch than meeting him in the hole. But I guess they gave him the first. I thought it was close.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was.
All right, so that's their second first down of the night to the 33-yard line. As they go right to left, a lot of highlights already from this first quarter into the final 40 seconds of it. As Rice approaches, and he's been in the pistol all night long, several steps back, and he'll take it. And there's the handoff
right
to the receiver coming by, and I think that's Cooper Gould.
Jeez. Bussy's fired up tonight. He met him immediately
and
upon receiving that handoff.
Was that Greg Zabrowski? They had a guy coming around. Greg Zabrowski's listed as a lineman, but I'm trying to read who the ball carrier was.
I didn't catch the number there. So we need Drew with these gosh darn electronics.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right, yeah, our apologies. Problems with our Marty system tonight.
Yep.
All right, end of one, a loss of two on the play, and we'll take a timeout, come back with the second quarter in a moment. WOGO's coverage of Max Playoff Football on Max TV.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Get ready to experience the Morey's difference with Morey's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Morey's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Morey's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Morey's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Morey's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Morey's, moving life forward.
Every winter, sickness is out to get you. It's like you're a knight standing alone on a hilltop and rushing toward you. Nasty colds, RSV, and influenza. And if you don't have your armor ready, get protected this winter. Stop by your locally owned medicine shop pharmacy with remedies to keep your family safe and healthy this cold and flu season. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Well, of course, we take off one play, and my apologies, because there's the first pass completion of the night. Going for the huge gain that time deep down the field to the McDonald 19-yard line.
Not sure what happened there, because he was completely all alone, wide open. There was definitely a breakdown in the defense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody fell down or what, because
Max,
there was nobody
caught
there.
Napping maybe to start the quarter, and then Rice fumbles the football, and McDonald on top of it. The Max recover the fumble. And McDonald football after the long pass completion for Wausau Newman the previous play.
So, you know, there's just a little bobble there, and Allen playing that defensive end position. He's got so much speed, and he was able just to get right in there, and the ball squirted out, and Cale Holm, it looked like.
Crazy.
On it.
Yeah, and so disheartening for Wausau Newman after the previous possession. As they had the ball go all the way downfield to, I believe, the 19. And so the lone pass completion they'd had this evening.
Yeah, just you know, that just shows you. Just stay at it. Stay the course.
All right, so the Max take over now. First and 10 from their own 27, going right to left to start this second quarter. And there's the handoff, and it's going to go Fritz going to bust one, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, and finally knocked down inside the Wausau Newman 40-yard line. And that was 23, Stephen Clement with the tackle.
Well, these Max, they are just fired up tonight, you know. They get down there, and Justin Quall, one of the old linemen, he's just jumping around, hooting and hollering. And, you know, this is fun. You know, this is when football is at its peak, at its funnest, is playoffs, and they're really feeling it tonight.
33-yard run for Fritz, his first carry of the evening. And Grant under center, hands off to Moulton. Moulton running and looking for a hole, still on his feet. And finally it's going to take three different Cardinals to get him down.
I don't know. It seems like Moulton's running with just a new energy, or just taking it one step up tonight. Just he's cutting back.
He looks lively.
He's searching for anything right now. Instead of before, maybe he would have just taken it, you know, right up the field. And if he gets tackled, not tonight. He's searching for something.
2 yard gain on the play to the 38, where it'll be second and 8 now. As Smisky comes up, he's been under center all night long, and got that I formation behind him, and then He's got a quick dump pass, and that's going to go to the house all the way for a touchdown. The speedy David Anderson on the 38-yard slant in, and it's 20-0 McDonald.
That pass was low. I didn't know if he was going to catch it, but and I couldn't quite see because there was somebody in the way, but he came running out of there, and he was running with, like, somebody that has a football. So, all right.
I tell you what, a running clock was not on my mind tonight, but all of a sudden now, with 10:44 to go in the second quarter, the Max Cale Holmes going to boot and make it 21-0 as the McDonald Max out to a 3-touchdown lead, and we'll come back in a minute with a kickoff on WOGO sports coverage of Max Playoff Football on Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Just like that, Isaac Crawford with the kickoff, and there it is for the Max, leading it 21-0. And the return man getting it inside the 10, and a high tackle for the Max, and they get him down immediately just past the 20-yard line. And the return guy there, Stephen Clement, he's the one who caught the long 46-yard pass earlier for Wausau Newman, their only pass completion of the night. And then immediately they fumbled it on the very next play on a, again, they'd been hiking out of the shotgun, the pistol, if you will, all night. And that was the errant snap previously, the game's only turnover so far. But Wausau Newman now in a hole, down 21-0. And McDonald probably determined, Seth, not to get burned on that long pass again.
No, and that was one of the best special teams plays I've seen of the year with Luke Anderson there. Fantastic.
All right, and now Rice is going to run it right out of the pistol, and he'll take it to the 25-yard line before he's pounced upon. And the short gain of 3 to the 25 for Rice. He's got 17 yards tonight on 7 carries.
Yeah, right. It's just defense is just playing phenomenal. You know, outside of that one play, they're just flying to the ball and just a lot of bodies at the ball when they tackle them. So.
You got
great to see.
A lot of guys hungry to keep playing and move on to level 2 next Friday night. 2nd and 7 now for Newman Catholic as they move left to right. And this one is going to be a handoff, but a very short gain for Pent. And Pent gets just 1 yard on the play.
Yeah. Ryan flying in there. Allen mining as well. So just good to see. Good to see our D-line getting in there and making plays. Yeah.
So 3rd and 6 now for Owen Withey as I've done that a couple times. Wausau Newman, 9:19 to go in this first half, 21-0 McDonald. The big third down now from the pistol. Rice waits for the snap. Again, had just the one errant one. Was costly. Just outside of the red zone. And the McDonald pass rush all over Rice as he tries to run on the near side for a short gain, but not enough for the first down. And Ryan Smisky there to wrap him up.
Yeah, it looks like Ryan coming across the field and able to get a tackle.
So the ball getting up to about the 30-yard line, but that's still short. They're going to put it even at the...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they punt here. Do you, I mean... You don't want to give the Max the ball here, but at this point in the game, it doesn't seem to matter where the Max get the ball.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you've started, right? You hear Matt LaFleur talk about explosive plays. The Max are getting explosive runs and passes.
Yes.
So that's working out to their advantage here this evening. All right, and a bit of a delay.
Yeah, not quite sure what's going on.
And now they're calling a timeout. All right, after the delay, they're calling a timeout. Okay. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Thanks to White City Glass and all of our great advertisers making this broadcast possible tonight. When your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. All right, so kind of mulling it over here on a 4th-and-3 just inside of the outside of the 30-yard line. And they're gonna go for it. All right, big play here for the Max defensively. Carson Rice from the pistol. They're saying, "Hey, we're down 21-0." Low snap. He'll roll to his left, looking. Here comes the pass rush after him, and he's gonna heave one down the field, intercepted by Eli Stepp. Stepp spin move of the 40, spin move again. He's still going, and he's on the far sideline, the 35, and he's brought down about the 32-yard line.
All right.
I think, was it Ryan Smiski on the pressure? Because that was certainly
it was
key there.
Dan Fritz got to him first, and then Ryan joined the party and were able to put some pressure on him. So, good. It's a good thing that ball wasn't a little higher and got over Eli's head because that guy could have caught it and went the distance. But, hey, it didn't happen, so it doesn't matter. So.
Boy, it's firing on all cylinders tonight. You got that Max defense. You've talked about the special teams. The offense, the run game, and the pass game, the kicking game, it's really all been going on. And so Grant gets the final word from Coach Maloney now, trying to build on a 21-0 lead here. And with 7:55 to go, middle of this second quarter from DeRay, the Max, the home team for this one. I formation behind Smiski. Hand off Fritz. He's going to take it himself all the way to the house. Daniel Fritz, untouched, touchdown. Max lead at 27-0.
Nice. Just... You know, and you could tell this offensive line, they're feeling it tonight because that was a huge hole that Danny had to run through. There was nobody around. Yeah. I don't know that he got touched.
No, I don't think so. As he takes that to the house from 31 yards out, he's had two runs for 64 yards and averaging 32 yards. And I got to tell you, last week, a couple weeks ago, and there's a snap and a bit of a challenge, and Cale Holm out of there with it, trying to run his way into the end zone for two. And actually, it was not Cale. It was maybe Dawson Moulton. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe it was Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson's the holder.
Dawson was the holder.
But it did not. It goes awry. All right, we'll take another break. Back in a minute. Max lead at 27-0.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Well, we've really been treated, and there's the kickoff, and go ahead and describe what happened there.
Luke Anderson, again, the first one down the field, he didn't get the tackle, but he was able to make him cut back inside, and Eli Stepp was there to clean things up. So just a really good 1-2 combo punch here with Luke Anderson and Eli Stepan's kickoff.
27-0 McDonald, and they are serious this year, this journey, some of these seniors, and just a good mixture, and they got it going on, and taking out whatever frustrations left over from a couple years ago, that painful loss to Wausau Newman Catholic. Yeah. The eventual state champion in not only football but basketball as well, the division the Max played in. But there's Carson Rice running for about 8 yards on the far side in this eight-player game, creating a second down. Again, 27-0 McDonald, and we're middle of the second quarter, 7:34 to go. Yep. I didn't see, based on the record, Seth, I didn't see this coming.
And that's where it's so hard to tell, you know,
it is.
Strength of conference and stuff.
Right.
And we could say the same thing, you know, because we had some games where they were over at halftime, but you know, you just never know.
Yeah, second down and two for Wausau Newman as from the pistol. Carson Rice waiting for it here, and he'll take it. And there's the handoff to Pent, and a short gain. And he's been there for Courier all night long.
Yeah, and that play prior to that, you know, they got what, six, seven yards or so, and Allen just got a little sucked in, and he wasn't able to keep contained. So
nothing doing on that one, though.
Nope,
so now
nope.
Third and two.
Bottom up there.
Third down and two from the 30-yard line. 70 yards to go, trailing 27-0. As quarterback Rice waits for it. The low snap. He's going to run it himself, and he's got the first down. And out to about the 34-yard line before a number of blue shirts swarm over there.
Yeah, minimal gain there. But it was, you know, they only needed 2 yards. But
third,
still, good stout defense.
Third first down of the night. And Cale Holm, one of the guys getting off the bottom of the pile there, the linebacker. We think of him as a kicker a lot of times.
Yep.
But linebacker and tight end, just a junior. He's back next year.
Yep, Cale having a solid game tonight. We got a couple, three, four guys wearing pink sleeves out there, so it's easy to get them mixed up.
All right, from the 35-yard line now, after the 5-yard run by Rice, he's got 34 yards rushing on the night. Two receivers off to the right side now. From the pistol, another low snap and a handoff Pent, and it's going to go for about a yard, maybe two, and that's it.
Going if it's nowhere.
If it's not Rice, it's Pent tonight all night long. Number 8, Everett Pent, one of three Pent brothers on the team.
Yeah.
No game.
Mason Bussey, Allen are, you know, meeting him immediately. And no Caleb Leet tonight, so Bussey getting a big share.
What's the word on Caleb for next week?
I didn't even know he wasn't going to be playing tonight.
Okay.
So.
All right. Second down and 10 from the 35. Receiver in motion. Now he'll spin back behind the quarterback. Low snap, and Rice is going to take it himself. The 40, close to the 45, and another potential first down. And again, Cale Holm in there, over there, and a gain of 8 on the play.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be closer than that, but it looks like they got about 2 yards to go here.
Yeah, so again, 11 carries already for Rice, and again, yeah, having some success there as they'll send off to the right side Damian Pent, the junior receiver, number 34. And in motion is Cooper Gould. And Rice is going to take it again. He gets close to that first down, and then a couple of Macs wrestle him back.
Yeah, it looked like the line judge is going to mark him a little short from what I can see.
Alan Minen also, they mentioned Smisky, a gain of 1 on the play. So third down and 1 from the fourth and one from the 44. They're certainly going for it. Trailing 27-0, and 4.5 minutes left here. First half, Max lead it 27-0. Chi High is at Middleton. We'll try to get an update on that one as well here as we approach halftime. Don't forget, a lot of halftime highlights coming your way as well. And we'll check out more of the postseason. So many games going on across the WIAA tonight. All right, we've got a timeout called. We'll take a break. Back with the big fourth and one for Wausau Newman Catholic. We come back on Max TV.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, and here's the big fourth and one play now for Wausau Neumann. The pitch out coming near side. Pent, he'll turn it upfield, and he looks to have got the first down. Had to get to the 45 and seemed to do just that. Big Everett Pent.
Yeah, they just got just enough of a push on the outside. We'll see what this flag's about here, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you get things stretched out like that, right, there's a tendency to hold, but right, we'll see.
That's probably the leading candidate here in guess the penalty. And
they're talking to Mark.
Yep.
That's always
that's a hold good against Wausau Neumann. So now that changes things because he did get the first down. So now they're going to have to look at a different situation. And they'll mark it off from about the 44, which was that line of scrimmage, and all the way back to the yeah, just inside of the 35-yard line. So that is the first penalty of the night, Seth.
Oh, that yeah. is that's nice.
It has I been like a that. Well-played game. Yep. Yeah. Wait, you know, so many games you can watch, right? College and pro can have so many penalties.
Yeah, and the pro game this year has just been absolutely
it has
ridiculous.
Been. It's been
it's like they've taken it to a new level.
Right, and there's the boot, and it's going to come around the 40-yard line. So the Macs now looking to build on this lead, and can they get it to 35? You know, again, if you get a touchdown, you go for two, try to get it to 35. Why not? And now, because, again, you're not looking – it's not like getting your young guys time. It's a matter of winning the game, getting it done, preserving on injuries, right?
Yep.
And the 41-yard line, 59 yards from pay dirt as the Macs will take over, led by their senior quarterback, fourth-year starter Grant Smisky.
I got a feeling they're going to take a shot this series here.
Well, I'll tell you what, how about Anderson? Five catches for 114 yards, and he also ran for 22 tonight. So he's had a huge night. And now Smisky rolling to the right. Here comes the pass rush on him, and he's going to go down. First time tonight, and they get to him, and that's 21. Cooper Gould, the junior, for the sack.
When on that touchdown play that Ryan caught, same thing. It's that boot, and the DN came awfully close to getting Grant, but it was a much shorter pass. Grant waiting for a little more there to open up. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty much got a free run at him. The past two times they've run that.
So that was about a 8-yard loss. And so now second and 18 for McDonald. Smisky under center. The I formation. Hand off Moulton. Second runner through. And he's got burst. And there he gets into the secondary. And Moulton's still going midfield. And then he's still going. The 45. Wow, jeez, he's tough to bring down. And finally, he is brought down at the 40-yard line by number 5, Jacob Fox. But what a run by Moulton.
Fantastic. Just tough. Just tough running, like refusing to go down.
27 yards, and he's got 81 yards rushing on the night.
And they, I think Neumann was definitely expecting pass there. And I could even see one of the coaches like telling his DBs to back off. Give him. So
that I've got as the 8th first down of the night. And again, the Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. There's the handoff, Moulton again, and he's getting into the secondary. He can go to the house. Moulton on his way into the end zone. He's just he's down to the 5-yard line or so. Wow, he has got another gear tonight.
Yeah, it is amazing. And number 11 for Neumann, he's a defensive back, and he had no interest in going in there and making a tackle. He was content to watch him run by. So
So Moulton goes 27 yards, and the next play he runs 35 yards. He's over 100 now, up to 116 yards rushing on the night.
Just tough running, and you can just tell that he's got some room to run, you know, some holes opening up for him. He's getting to that second level.
All right, and now from the 5-yard line, Smiski under center. Take the snap, hand off Moulton, and try to let him get into the end zone. Touchdown. The Macs lead it 33-0. Well.
Wow.
Getting the job done.
They are, for sure. This is, you just never know how things are going to go, and this has just been such a great game so far.
The ball down. Holmes going to boot it, and it's going to be blocked. And so two consecutive extra points don't go, but still 33-0 Max back in a minute.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
And here's the boot from Isaac Crawford. There's the kick. And it goes over the head and into the end zone. But what was the call?
Not sure.
I don't know. It was a great boot by Isaac, and he was fired up, but then he was kind of...
I don't know. Maybe it was offsides on the kick. That's kind of what it's looking like.
You know, Isaac, just a sophomore. And I think I probably saw him at running back more last year as a freshman than this year. But... I mean, just kind of the fan in me is excited. Again, we've got great running backs in front of him because we know those handful of times Eli Stepp gets a chance.
Yeah.
And Dawson Moulton just with, wow, he is, you've said it about the whole team, but he's got that playoff intensity going.
He does. He does.
And again, you know, a lot of times for Dawson, I mean, he's singularly out there on offense, right? And so. But forever, I don't know, what was the call here against McDonald?
I think it was offsides.
Okay. But it was a great boot by Isaac. Now he's got to do it from the 35 again. But anyhow, Isaac, a fun guy to watch in the backfield. And again, he's just a sophomore. All right, here's the kick from the sophomore. This one's going to be a little shorter. Hopefully that's going to go out of bounds. So they're going to get it to the 35-yard line. All right, well, take a moment to... remind you that later on we'll have the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, the Holly Bovee's Names You Know stats recap. Just heard from Holly a short time ago, and the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. All ahead here on WOGO sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
Well, yeah, so far things going, I mean, just they're just outside of two extra points that we didn't get off.
Now it's been
things are
right.
Things
now,
are
no, really that's not a good trend. The last two, you want to try to get that worked out a little bit.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be actually they've got it at the 40. I thought earlier it was the 35. So I'm not sure if they do it from the place he kicked it.
Yeah, it might be.
That might because he kicked it from five. The 35. Yeah. That's kind of how the NFL had worked it. All right, so from the 40-yard line now, and Carson Rice, the quarterback again from the pistol, number 11, looks to the near side and goes to the far side, and he's got his receiver, his teammate number 56, Evan Graney, makes his first catch of the night. He'd been only the second completion of the night for them.
Yeah, that's they targeted him once before. They yep. came back to that play.
Right,
he was a little more open, but that time I saw Cale Holm running across the formation. He recognized that he was. Just a little late getting there, so they were able to get some yards on it, but not much. It was minimal.
3-yard gain, and second down and 7 from the 43. The final 118 of this first half. 33-0. It's been all McDonald. Again, a fired up squad. A pitch out on the far side, and Pent going to try to turn it upfield, and he goes out of bounds, and a flag is thrown. Oh, so it's going to be a late hit, I think, against McDonald. Keep your cool, guys.
Yep, yeah, it looks like a late hit, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to call anybody out, but was it? Did you catch who it was?
I did not. Nope. A little too far. They got kind of swallowed up by the team right away, so they wasn't able to see it.
Well, it would about only about a 2-yard run, but now personal foul on McDonald, and so that's a 15-yarder. So,
and it's hard to tell up here like how close he was.
Yeah, we can't see the sideline exactly. You know, so. Right? I mean, it's not like it's the 11-man field; it's the 8-man field.
Yep, and so, yep.
Okay, so they get that first down and their fourth of the night, and after the 2-yard run. And Pent with 19. First down from the McDonald 40. And Rice is going to throw the deep ball, and it's incomplete.
Ooh.
Almost got it completed to Stephen Clement, but incomplete.
Yeah, home. You know, Kale was there, but he was not aware that ball was in the air. And, you know, I think he would have made the tackle had he made the catch, but fortunately he dropped it.
1:01 to play in the first half. 33-0 McDonald leading this game over visiting Wausau Newman Catholic. Second and 10 from the 40 now. Again, Carson Rice, 43 yards rushing. Pent, they've held him to just 19 yards running tonight. Max had just their first penalty of the game, only had one turnover, a fumble lost. There's Pent on the far side, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. A flag is thrown as he's wrapped up inside the 10, and then the ball squirts out after the whistle. What might this be here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was a good run, first time they got out.
In the midst of the run downfield, 32-yard run. Max are hoping it comes back. Let's see. Ref's talking it over.
A lot of credit to Mason Bussey on that play, just hauling down there. You know, a lot of times you don't see it, and he was in on the tackle there on that long run. So, but we'll see what Newman is definitely walking backward, so that's a good sign.
Yep. And so a block in the back. And so they from that point of infraction, and so, again, Pent had the run from the 40, and I think that goes as a 10-yard penalty.
Second down.
And so that's odd, that right? I mean, because it's still short of, it still basically functions. It came 19 yards into the run, and then you got the penalty.
So second and one.
10-yard penalty. And it is second and one is how that functions, and so 20 yards in penalty, and there's Rice. He's going to incomplete pass intended off for number 63, Greg Zabrowski. He's listed as an offensive lineman, but, you know, maybe tight end too.
So yeah.
It's eight player, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
Guys change.
Yep.
I mean, their quarterback's listed as a wide receiver defensive back, so.
Yeah. Ryan just shot through there. Tripped just a little bit coming through the hole. It was either Ryan or Allen.
Yep.
Otherwise, they would have been right in his face as he threw the ball. Maybe something would have happened, but.
Final 49 seconds of this first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smitsky with the call here on Max TV. Max leading it 33-0. Receiver in motion. Out on top, Damian Pent. And now the low snap to Rice and the handoff to Everett Pent, and he'll go off the left side. But a good job by the Max and close to that first down. Well, he got the first down. Okay.
So they don't – they what the – I don't know that they have any timeouts left, or they've used two of them for sure.
Yeah, a short gain by Pent on that time. And now a...
Oh, wow.
Interception by the Max on the far side and knocked out of bounds is David Anderson.
All right. That ball was tipped. It was tipped up in the air, and David, with his blazing speed, was able to close it and catch it on that tip. He must have just... He got it dang near off the ground. Just, wow.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
It sure was. And now the 40-yard line for the Max, the waning 28 seconds of this half. Well, you try to get one more
score. I think so. Hey, I keep at it, right? You know, it's playoffs.
Grant and the guys are fired up. Yeah, they're 2 points away from getting a running clock. Yeah, even in the playoffs, you can get that. And Smiski now under center. I formation behind him. Moulton's had a big night, as has Fritz. He's going to heave the ball down the left sideline. David Anderson adjusts, incomplete and almost intercepted.
Yeah, that was not...
Not his best throw.
No, it wasn't. And I watched him warming up tonight, and that throw was short.
Yep.
And
Carson Rice on the coverage, the quarterback, and he, Grant's fortunate. He dropped, you know, again, end of the half here, but I'll tell you what.
You don't want an interception on your stat sheet if you can help
but
it.
But Grant's had some glowing stats. I mean, he's 7 out of 8, and he's got 2 touchdown passes, and so it's been a fantastic first half for, you know. But, all right, now see what they do in the 23 seconds. Second down. He'll go back again, and he'll fire one, and he's got Daniel Fritz. Fritz to the 20. Fritz still going. Fritz may go. He's going to score a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house, and the Macs lead it 39-0 with 10 seconds left in the half.
Danny was standing out there all alone. That was a perfect play call for the for the situation right there. He was standing there all alone, and he just, again, just refusing to go down, and they're just bouncing off him, and he just kept on running and eventually got to the end zone.
Well, the Macs impressive here now at home has missed the last. Now they're throwing a flag even before this play unfolds. Well, how about Daniel Fritz? He's had 2 runs for 64 yards, one of them a 31-yard touchdown, and now he's caught a 40-yard touchdown pass.
Great, great. Danny is just he's a really good athlete.
Yeah.
He's got really good feet.
Well, absolutely. And now the ball down. High snap. Boy, the last two were blocked, and this one very high, and Cale Holmes not going to be able to get it. And, again, you can't run back a 2-point conversion. All right, we'll take another break. Max leading at 39-0.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
So cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla. 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
The kick by Isaac Crawford, and the returner gets it past the 20 and then downs it on the far sideline with 8 seconds left in the half.
It's kind of surprising that he would down because, I mean, we played really good kick coverage, but they're very close to breaking one, so that could be your best chance to score.
The half runs out. It's 39-0 McDonald, and again, you wouldn't know it when you look at scores. All of our halftime just ahead here. WOGO Sports coverage of the Macs in the playoffs on Macs TV.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Back for halftime here on FM on Max TV. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and hopefully you can bring Drew into the mix as well. And I think, what, 14, Chai was up 14-0 at Middleton. I don't know what we got.
Well, then. We just got checked it, and right. It's 14-13 now.
Okay, 14-13. All right,
the gap is closed 14, a little bit.
Middleton, the home team.
13 seconds left in the second quarter.
All right, is this on? All right. All right.
Boy, we're doing our best to try to get Drew in here.
All right.
There we go. All right.
All right. So, Drew, I mean, we were up here, so give me kind of your take on the first half.
McDonald clicking on all cylinders tonight offensively. David Anderson and Danny Fritz and Dawson Moulton are having outstanding games on the offensive side of the football. Missed tackles for Newman is killing them right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's almost like they don't want to tackle at one point. I saw on that long run by Danny, that number 11, their D-back, just was like,
he had an opportunity, and he just kind of held
like,
up.
No, you know what? No thanks. I'll pass on this one. So.
And we got to say, I mean, I know you, Grant, too, I said this is his stat line, 8 out of 10, 174 yards and 3 touchdowns. So.
I'll take those numbers any day of the week.
Yeah, and the other thing, Drew, I've noticed tonight is Mason Bussey is having himself a game too. He is disrupting.
Yeah, he's for sure being a dog tonight.
Yep.
And Ryan Smisky's got 2 catches on the night. Yeah. Kind of a little bit of redemption from last week. So
yep,
good to see.
So and you know, one of the best moves they made all season was taking Allen Mine, and you know, he was at linebacker, and moving him down to defensive end and just giving us that element of speed coming off the end. You know, that was that turnover when they got that long play down the 20. Allen getting in there, disrupting that, you know, and then Cale Holm coming in and recovering the fumble. So
I got a question for you guys. Based on these were the, and I know you can't hear me the best, maybe, Drew, but I mean, these were Newman Catholic scores, right? They lost. They won 34-12 over Phillips. This was an 18-6. They called that game at the half. And Coach Malone, the coaches told me it was injury related, but okay, that's what it was. And then they won the rest of their games, and there was nothing in that to make us believe they'd be down 39-0 at the half.
No.
Does it speak that well about the conference that the Mavs are in?
I think our conference is very good. It's a very good conference.
Plus, we played Clayton.
And we played Clayton on top of it.
Yep. So
we have a super tough conference, and it's it's good to get that competition during the season.
Well, I want to get you guys' opinion because for myself and Caleb, as we texted last week, after the Max were, you know, I didn't want to get on with you in level two. But if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. But I'm just curious, what was the in-house reaction, or can you share anything?
I'm kind of there, but, you know, I'd rather see him at three.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It is what it is.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I know the kids were kind of hoping for a one seed, that we might be able to pull a one seed out. But like you said, we got to beat the best. And if it's at level two, well, guess what? It's going to be at level two.
Now, you guys saw that game. I mean, maybe let me take a break and we'll come back here on the halftime and talk maybe a little bit more about that here. WOGO, it's halftime. Our coverage on Max TV. Max leading at 39-0. Level one playoff action, 8 player. And Chi-Hi and Middleton, I guess, squared at 14, we're hearing.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
All right, Mark Halverson and the Smisky brothers here as we're ready to talk pro wrestling. No, it just feels like it. But, hey, before we get to the highlights, and what a half, 39-0. I just texted that to Caleb, who's in Middleton for WOGO's coverage. And again, 14-13, so Chi-Hi does lead by one at the half. But ask you, what about that first game at Owen Withy? They lose 58-27. McDonald does. What about it?
Well, my personal feelings was, number one, we were not ready for that level of play from Owen Withy. The second thing, we did have some injuries going on that game, David Anderson being first and foremost on that list. He did come and play the second half on offense, and you could tell immediately when David entered the game because we started scoring points.
So. Yeah, for sure. We had some athletes out for... But the thing that stuck out to me the most was just Owen Withy just physically dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage. Our boys obviously weren't used to that. We chased a little bit against Clayton, but Owen Withy was a different level. Not having Caleb lead in there when Owen Withy was running all those traps, we just couldn't stop him. I mean, it was, we couldn't contain him. We couldn't stop him inside.
Yep.
I remember Coach Maloney talking to me in the post game the previous week, or it seems like, I don't know. But, I mean, the fact of the matter, he talked about, you kind of know what you're going to get. Yeah, we had the big blowout over Lake Holcomb.
Yep.
But he said, you know what you're going to get. And, again, I think he'd say the same thing if we're looking ahead here, that you know what Othman West is going to do, but can you stop him, right?
Yep. Yeah, and that's That's a great question right now, you know. Do I think this is a different McDonald team than the team that played them back then? Absolutely it is. We were flat that night. But you know what? They've also played some tough games, and I'm sure they've gone up a level too, you know. Yeah. So it's but I do feel that it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, very good. All right, Drew, listen, my apologies with the problems, but we're going to need you for the post game. The mic is working, and it should be working for you down there, so shut it off, save your battery, and just a solid click on once you, there we go. All right, thanks. All right, there we go. Let's get you to some highlights here real quickly from the first half. From their own 34, going left to right, under center, Smisky again. Deep back, Moulton to the near side, and a reverser on the other end. Anderson, he dodges a defender, and now he turns it upfield. The 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. Anderson, the 45, into the 43-yard line of Wausau Newman. First down, McDonald. Line now. Back to pass. And there's heaving at Smisky. Goes for the long ball, and he's got Anderson along the sideline and then out of bounds. And that's a completion, and it's going to go about inside the 30-yard line. So a completion of over 40 yards on the play. Three catches here tonight. So McDonald from 29 to 29, they turn that around. And now a pitch out going on the far side. Moulton trying to get some movement. He stumbles, and he's going to go. Moulton to the end zone. He's able to shake the tackle for a touchdown on a 29-yard run. Max with five first downs now. And back to pass, Smisky. He's going to heave one deep. He's got Anderson again inside the 10-yard line for a first down.
Nice.
Oh, for sure, one of the best to the 8-yard line now, inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. And Smisky rolling to his right. He's got his receiver.
All right.
Touchdown. There it is, Ryan Smisky, cousin to cousin. And the Macs lead it 13-0. As Rice approaches, and he's been in the pistol all night long, several steps back, and he'll take it. And there's the handoff
right
to the receiver coming by, and I think that's Cooper Gould.
Jeez. So, you know, there's just a little bobble there, and Allen playing that defensive end.
Take over now. First and 10 from their own 27, going right to left to start this second quarter. And there's the handoff, and it's going to go Fritz going to bust one, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, and finally knocked down and inside the Wausau Newman 40-yard line. And Smisky comes up. He's been under center all night long and got that I formation behind him, and then he's got a quick dump pass, and that's going to go to the house all the way for a touchdown. The speedy David Anderson on the 38-yard slant in, and it's 20-0 McDonald. Here for the Macs defensively. Carson Rice from the pistol. They're saying, hey, we're down 21-0. Low snap. He'll roll to his left. Looking. Here comes the pass rush after him, and he's going to heave one down the field, intercepted by Eli Stepp. Stepp, spin move at the 40. Spin move again. He's still going, and he's on the far sideline, the 35, and he's brought down about the 32-yard line. Nothing lead here with 7:55 to go. Middle of this second quarter from DeRay. The Macs, the home team for this one. I formation behind Smisky. Hand off Fritz. He's going to take it himself all the way to the house. Daniel Fritz, untouched, touchdown. Macs lead at 27-0. Well, I'll tell you what, how about Anderson? Five catches for 114 yards, and he also ran for 22 tonight. So he's had a huge night. And now Smisky rolling to the right. Here comes the pass rush on him, and he's going to go down. First time tonight. Second and 18 for McDonald. Smisky under center. The I formation. Hand off Moulton. Second runner through, and he's got burst, and there he gets into the secondary, and Moulton's still going midfield, and then he's still going. The 45. Wow, he's tough to bring down, and finally he is brought down at the 40-yard line by number 5, Jacob Fox. But
Newman.
Yo, there's the handoff, Moulton again, and he's getting into the secondary. He can go to the house. Moulton on his way into the end zone. He's just he's down to the 5-yard line or so. Wow, he has got another gear tonight.
Yeah, it is amazing. And number 11 for Newman, he's a defensive at second level.
All right, and now from the 5-yard line, Smisky under center. Take the snap, hand off Bolton, and try to let him get into the end zone. Touchdown. The Macs lead it 33-0. But, all right, now see what they do in the 23 seconds. Second down. He'll go back again, and he'll fire one, and he's got Daniel Fritz. Fritz to the 20. Fritz still going. Fritz may go. He's going to score a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house, and the Macs lead it 39-0 with 10 seconds left in the half.
I wouldn't have believed that first half, Seth Smisky, except that was my voice and yours calling those.
Yeah, it's been incredible, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, listening to those highlights there, I got to do the old Larry McCarron. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just a kind of a grunt, yell, whatever he does, but it's pretty hilarious. Maybe I got to slip one of those in.
All right, let's a couple of spots back in a minute.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Ah, oh, we're having a blast just reliving it. And then to pack it all into a couple of minutes there in the halftime, wow. Again, we head to the third quarter, and a running clock, says Smisky. Again, 35 is the point differential, and this is the postseason, but still a running clock. 35 is that mark, second half.
Yeah, and, you know, again, with their record, I didn't expect that. I was thinking, hoping we could win something like 28-14, 28-16, or... you know, something like that. But I was not anticipating this at all.
I know it. All right. They've got... there's the boot, and it's Carson Kalo. An onside kick is recovered by the Macs. Eli Stepp at the 41. So first and 10, 59 yards from pay dirt as we get the third quarter underway.
Good smart... heads-up play there by Eli, just fielding it and getting down on top of it and let your offense go to work now.
All right, from the Grant now getting the final word from Mark Maloney, 39-0. Again, dial in, finish the job, and get to level two, whoever your opponent is next week, likely Owen Withy, and that rematch that McDonald's had on their mind since that week three loss. Back to pass, Smisky, three-step drop. He fires one, a high ball, and it's nearly... caught and then nearly intercepted by sliding number 34, Damian Pent.
It was high. David almost came down with it. David's probably got the best vertical I have ever seen out of, you know, it is truly amazing.
Well, try catching balls in the backyard when they're all above your head like just, that, because I almost whapped my hand on this wood here. All right, second down and 10 from the 41. Smisky under center. He's been there all night long. Hand off Moulton. Moulton into the middle and able to push ahead for about 6 or 7 yards before being brought down by Clement for Wausau Newman. Gain of 7 and 123 yards unofficially for Dawson. You know, he started minus 2. He had 5. He lost 1. And then he had a run, a 29-yard touchdown run, a 21-yard run, 2. He went for 27. He went for 35. And there's a 7-yard run. So he's got it going. Second, make it third and 3 now from the McDonald 48. Going right to left. Hand off Fritz. And the fullback all the way to the 45, and he's got it going on. Not as many carries, but he's now at about 71 yards, Seth.
And that's those two plays there, that one to Dawson, this one to Danny, are just what you love to see because it just shows that you are controlling the line of scrimmage right now. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
10th first down. That's another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.com. C-O. All right, now, Max, after getting their 10th first down of the night, Smisky looking to the left, and now he's going to heave one to Anderson down the sideline. He couldn't quite haul it in. Oh, David beat his, again, they faked it, and then he beat his coverage man, who is the quarterback, Carson Rice, but, it was there for the having.
It was there, and just, you know.
I think David would tell you he should have caught it.
Yeah, probably would. I think Grant, just if he could have got just a little bit more air on that, it would have been a touchdown. Mm. But it was in the hands, but it was a little tight.
It was a fun incompletion to watch, though.
Yep.
I mean, it was just, you see David, you know, it's the way the play was executed, and okay.
And it just shows that we're not taking our foot off the gas.
No, they're keeping it going. They remember that game a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Second and 10 from the 45. Smisky optioning left side to Moulton. Moulton, the 45, the 40. Still on his feet, the 35, the cutback. He could go to the house. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. McDonald leads it 45 zip with 8:40 to go, third quarter.
Newman, it kind of looks like they're just not interested in tackling anymore. He was able to shake out of a couple and go the distance.
And taking it to the house, well, I would say it was right around the 40-yard line. They call it that, a 40-yard run.
Oh.
And no good on the extra point.
Yeah, 45 hit the
nothing.
Crossbar right in front.
Back in a minute.
Get ready to experience the Morey's difference with Morey's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Morey's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Morey's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Morey's team, continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Morey's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Morey's, moving life forward.
Every winter, sickness is out to get you. It's like you're a knight standing alone on a hilltop and rushing toward you. Nasty colds, RSV, and influenza. And if you don't have your armor ready, get protected this winter. Stop by your locally owned medicine shop pharmacy with remedies to keep your family safe and healthy this cold and flu season. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
All right, back with the kickoff, and Crawford booting it down to the 10-yard line, and then it's going to be a run out of bounds by the wide receiver, Stephen Clement. Number 23, he's a senior, listed as a running back. I got to just forget these position designations because they don't seem to fit too often. And, again, it's eight player. You need guys, right?
Yep.
And so they're at the 20-yard line.
But
that was a 45-yard run for Moulton. So on the night now, he's got 168 yards and two touchdown runs.
Yeah, it's so good to see.
Yeah.
That last play that we scored on with Dawson, there was a couple Newman kids down on the field, so they are getting a little dinged up.
Yeah. All right, so first and 10 now, trailing at 45-0 to the Max. And, again, Seth and I for sure and probably others remembering that painful playoff loss to Wausau. And there he fumbled the football. Multiple flags are down. And clock continues to run now at 7.5 at that running clock, and the Max up 45-0.
It's either going to be a hold or a face mask.
Carson, yeah, I kind of was guessing face mask with how quickly both of the flags came. Yeah. And it is a face mask against the Max. It's only their second penalty of the night. They had a 15-yarder for unnecessary roughness earlier. And after the 2-yard run there by Rice, they'll up to 45 yards running on the night for the quarterback. They'll tack on another 15. So, well, you know, when the Max spend, they spend big, huh?
I guess. And that play... Cale Holm was out there in the coverage, so the quarterback had to tuck it and run. But Danny was there. He just must have got a little of the face mask.
Sixth first down of the night for Wausau Newman, trailing at 45-0 to the Max here in this level one playoff game for eight player. And there's the handoff to Pent. And good tackling technique that time by Minen.
Yeah. Good job by Minen. Allen just closing down from that end position and getting in there and making a tackle.
That could have been football camp. Show you now, guys. This young man, this is how you tackle.
Yeah. Yep. Looks like Mason maybe going to take a little break from defense here. Looks like maybe Gavin Smisky in there at nose tackle.
I mean, again, it's a pretty good-sized lead right now, and I think they probably like to keep the running clock going. But, hey, why not give some guys some playoff, a taste of the playoffs here? Running clock, 6 minutes already to go here, third quarter. And there's the handoff, and this is going to go to Pent on the outside. Pent going to be wrapped up a little bit short of the first down on that far side. And David Anderson with the tackle.
Yep. And, you know, Gavin, he's, maybe it wasn't Gavin. Sorry, it was Griffin. Griffin Soakup, I think. Those two, between Gavin and Griffin, they both played a lot of snaps this season. So they're I would say,
yep,
graduated, you know.
Sure.
So
yeah, no, we've seen some good things by Gavin, even some games we did.
Yep.
8 yard run for Pent. It's a third and one now for Wassa Newman. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Receiver in motion from right to left. Now two receivers on the top. Fake, and it's going to be Rice taking it for the first down to midfield into McDonald territory. And about an 8 yard run for Rice on the play. So Rice goes over 50 yards rushing, and the seventh first down of the night for Wausau Newman. And they'll mark it at the 48-yard line. So a gain of 7 on the play.
Yeah, it looks like the defense doing some subbing on that D line there. Look, Alan Minan coming out and Gavin going in this time.
All right.
Give guys a little breather.
Yep. And from the 48, so two first downs already in this drive, aided by that 15-yard face mac on the previous series. And now running it, Carson Rice, the 45, and he squirts forward for a gain of 3.
I don't know how he got out of that. It looked like they had him bottled up for about a 2-3 yard loss. And
yeah,
he was able to sneak out of there and get a positive gain on that play.
To the 45, so second and 7 there. As the third quarter with the running clock continues to unfold, and yours truly is thinking, wow, I've got a number of advertisers to get in. When you have a running clock, it's a lot shorter game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll get in. They will. One way or another. All right, from the 45, second and 7 now. And receiver in motion again from right to left is Cooper Gould from the pistol. Rice in the pocket, rolling. Come on, get some pass rush on him. He had long time to throw, and he's going to throw it intentionally out of bounds. But, again, he was outside of the pocket.
Good coverage in that secondary because he had a long time to throw that ball. So, and me, I wasn't quite looking at the secondary. I'm looking at the quarterback and whether we can get a sack. But just the fact that he had to throw that out of bounds says a lot for our secondary right there.
And, again, we talked about how good Grant's numbers, and, again, nothing against Carson Rice, but he's got 2 for 10 tonight with 2 interceptions and 49 yards in receiving. All right, and it creates a 3rd and 7 inside of 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter with Gould in motion out to the left, 2 receivers on top. And now Rice will take it himself around the left 40, the 35, the 30, and out of bounds, so another first down. So Wausau Newman keeping the ball here, but again down by more than 6 touchdowns with 2:35 left third quarter.
Yeah, you still don't want them to score. You know,
yeah,
you don't want to give up that score on defense.
Be nice, yeah.
And you know, just the defense getting sucked in. They sold out on the run that time, and the quarterback able to get around the edge. So
yep,
you know, just you still got to be disciplined. You still got to read your keys.
Out at the 35-yard line where it's going to be a 1st and 10 now, 2:09 in the third quarter. It's flying by for Newman, and they know their season has just over 14 minutes left in it. 3 first downs in this particular possession, and there's the handoff Pent, and he'll go crashing to about the 30-yard line for being brought down. Fritz on the tackle. But I'll give it to the 31, so a 4-yard gain for Pent. He's got 54 yards rushing on the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, a play like that, you'd really like to shore that up, you know, run right up the middle. You'd like to hold that to a 1 or 2 yard gain instead of a 4 or 5 yard gain.
2nd and 6 now for Wausau Newman inside of 1:25 left in this third quarter. They're trailing the max 45-0. WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV on YouTube. And this is going to go to Carson Rice, and he'll take it around the right side. And Ryan Smiski swung him around like they were dancing, and then he goes to about the 25, 26-yard line. Let's see if he gets the first down.
Yeah, Ryan had him, but yeah. I almost wonder if he kind of was thinking, oh, boy, am I in horse collar territory right here?
Maybe. So. It's going to be short, a 5-yard gain. And, again, Rice now with 66-yard rushing on the night. And they're to the 26, and the final 47 seconds of this third quarter, which has flown by. I'm going to be going to my commercials in a fat hurry here.
Yeah. You know, and on that play, you'd like to see our defense contain that runner there.
Yeah.
Ryan almost did.
All right, so taking their time in the huddle on a third and one. And we're going to get a timeout. All right, we'll take a timeout. Okay. Back in a moment.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, Drew Smiski joined us at halftime. And in the postgame, you'll have the interview with Coach Mark Maloney. Max leading at 45-zip and a third and one for Owen Withey at the McDonald 26. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at cvosm.com.
All right, well, let's, hey, defense, challenge yourself here, and let's keep them out of the end zone.
Absolutely. All right, third down and one now for Wausau Newman. 24 seconds left. About the only thing that the running clock stops for is a timeout. They'll stop if they score a touchdown, I guess. And there's the snap to Rice on the third and one, looking at a lot of time in the pocket. And now he's going to run around the left side, and they dive for him. They can't get him, and he gets the first down out near about the 15-yard line. Well, somebody had a very good – Luke Anderson had a chance but couldn't wrap him up.
Yeah, I was watching more downfield that time, and they were pressuring him, so he wasn't – he had a receiver open.
Yeah, we're back with more in a moment.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski back here in the press box as first down and from the 15-yard line now for Owen Withey. I've said that three times tonight. Wausau Newman. And there's the spin move, and good move by Price, gain of about three. I mean, I think the advice was to the players, don't think about them with you. You've got Wasa Newman tonight, but then the broadcaster keeps saying.
Yeah.
All right, gain of three for he's up to 80 yards rushing now unofficially on the night, second down. They've got four first down. This is their best drive of the night.
It is, and we just, you know, they're just getting a little bit too much of a push here.
Dawson Bolton getting some defensive time now. And he'll come into the game for Cale Holm. And they may need to call on Dawson for defense next week against Owen Withy, you know?
Yeah, yep, Dawson, it's certainly nice having that element of speed out on the field.
Second down and seven from the McDonald 12, going right to left for Wasa Newman in the start of this fourth quarter. And there's the handoff, Pent hard charging inside of the 10 down to maybe the 8-yard line. It's been the Rice and Pent and Rice all night tonight. And that's what the stats would have probably revealed to us. Gain of three to the nine, so third down and four, and need to get to the five for the first down. See if the Max defense can stiffen here.
Yeah, yep. A couple big plays coming up here, and we just can't give up that push. Bussy's in there now, and, you know, just linebackers fill, you know.
And again, a score doesn't, I mean, you still keep the running clock here with 10:35 to go, but a nice shutout. You beat Thorpe 55-0. You're up 45-0 over Wasa Newman Catholic, and Rice from the pistol. He'll take the snap, running to the left side, and trying to cut, but again, short of the first down as he goes out of bounds. About the seven.
And that time we played it very well, just, you know, forcing him out of bounds, flowing with the ball,
make it
not
the
giving
eight.
Him a
so
cutback lane.
Yeah, a gain of only one. So it's fourth and three from the eight. So again, you think about some of those Patriot teams with Bill Belichick, right? They may be able to gain yards, but inside that red zone, inside that 10, really stiffen, really toughen.
Yep.
And so now fourth and three, and this is kind of team pride on the line here for this.
Yeah.
And taking their time, they haven't. Again, Rice is over there talking with the head coach. I never had a chance to talk to head coach Paul Micklegg. They took so long, we had to get on the air at 6:30 for a pregame.
Yeah,
so now there's a timeout.
They kind of showed up a little late.
Cardinal timeout.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
All right. See you soon. Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Always good, Culver's, right?
Yeah,
I love their French fries, and I love the mushroom and Swiss, but the deluxe burger is great, too.
Yeah, so. I'm a sucker for their ice cream.
I
just love it.
All right, fourth down from the 8-yard line. Fourth and three for Wasa Newman, trying to get on the board. Trying to get a first down here. And full house backfield there alongside of the quarterback. And Rice is going to float one into the end zone for a touchdown. And Clement, number 23. Is it 21? Clement is one of their leading receiver, but it looked to be actually 21 instead, and that's Cooper Gould. Cooper Gould catches the 8-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, we were really thinking run, and why wouldn't you? Fourth and three, but. You know, good route by the receiver.
Yeah, and forget the first down. Just go for the touchdown. They'll go for two here in a 45-6 game. Receivers split off left and right. And again, backs to the left and right of Rice out of the pistol. And back to pass. He'll complete one and get it in for the two-point conversion. And this one's to Stephen Clement. All right, back with the kickoff in a minute on WDOGO sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, You'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
All right, so ready for the kickoff. It's a 45-8 Max lead, so still a 37-point lead, still a running clock. 8:49 to go, and there's another squib kick, and the Max are going to field it at midfield. Danny Fritz on the hands team, and he's going to get all the way to the 42-yard line of Wausau Newman. So first and 10 for the Max, leading it 45-8.
Yeah, Danny, good hard run. He wasn't he was going to make him earn that one, so... But I still think that David and Grant want to hook up on that pass. I think we're going to see it.
You
yet,
do okay
tonight.
All right, interesting. From the 42, there's the dad prediction. And Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Still Fritz and Moulton out there in this playoff game. Back to pass. He's got the protection. There's one down the middle to Anderson. Oh, and the one hand couldn't quite complete it. That one, maybe. I thought the one on the sideline over here was a little closer, but
yeah, it definitely was. But I thought that was going to be a
you
more catchable ball.
I
think Coach Maloney wants to give him a shot, and maybe one shot a series. I don't know, but
yeah.
But now we probably run it and get a first down here.
Well, certainly something to continue to work on in practice this week.
Yeah, they're just a little off. And you know what? In warmups tonight, they were just. They were on.
Okay.
They were on.
All right. Well, you called it there, though. Second and 10, inside of 7.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Max leading at 45-8 over Wausau Newman. Hand off Moulton coming in the near side and taking it from the 42 down to about the 37 or so. Wrapped up by Stephen Clement, the senior linebacker for Paul Micklig's Fighting Cardinals. And five more to Moulton's total. He's got 173 now unofficially, so... Big, you know, I remember, you know, maybe not as much this year, but in past seasons he had some gaudy numbers.
Yeah, he had some really impressive totals. And this year, a couple new old linemen, you know, got to get settled in and stuff like that. So
yeah.
not quite the numbers.
Yeah. And second, make it third and five now, 6:44 to go in this fourth quarter. Hand off, and this is going to be Eli Stepp, his first carry of the night, and close to a first down, needed to get to the 32. Depending on the mark here.
Looks like they're just going to mark them
a little bit short. Gain of four.
Yep.
Needed five, got four.
Yep.
And fourth and one, and Smisky gets the word from Coach Maloney. Is Cale Holm kind of practicing his field goal kick? I don't know if we need that. But
I'd kind of like to see him practice or not run a quarterback sneak here. I know we tried to do that a couple times in a game, and Grant was a little antsy and leaning forward, and they were calling it. So
fourth and one from the 33 of Wausau Newman, Catholic. Smisky, under center, long count. Handoff, fullback, and pounding his way, Fritz has got the first down. All the way to the 30, so a gain of three. And another first down for the Max in this one here tonight. And, of course, that's another Ashley Construction first down. Your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co.
See, they pulled Bussy out at old line, and who are they sticking in there here?
5:25 left.
Zach Hunt maybe is going into the game. He's a senior.
Four carries for 74 yards for Fritz and 11 first downs for the Max, and piling up 45 points. And there's pounding that first down carry from the 30 down to about the 22 in Minen.
Good strong run by
Alan
Minen.
Minen might have been the ball carrier earlier, too, actually.
And they had it, they kind of had it unbalanced a little bit to the right side. And Alan now went off the center to the left.
Yeah, so second down and two for the Max with 4:48 to go, fourth quarter, leading it 45-8. And then the pitch out to Stepp. And Stepp going to burst his way down to around the 10-yard line. A gain of 12.
Eli's just got instant speed.
I'll tell you what, I mean, as good as the front line is with Fritz and Moulton, they're pretty rich with the backups with Meinen and Eli Stepp.
Yep, yeah. He can just turn on the Jets just instantly.
And again, Eli and Moulton both back next year. Of course, Fritz is a senior, and Meinen is a senior as well. But can you work Stepp and Moulton together in the backfield? Possibly? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be different. I mean, neither one's really a fullback. But passing over on the right side, and there's the completion by Grant to big number 90.
I think that was 80, David.
Anderson. Okay.
David Anderson.
It looked like 90. Yep. All right, my apologies.
Yep.
Another pass to David, and again, second down and two from the three. Apparently, they can still get a first down, and an 8-yard gain, and 122 yards receiving now for Anderson on the night. All right, so down to the 3-yard line, they can get a first down at the one. Max trying to build on a 45-8 lead with inside of 3.5 to go. Smisky under center, three-step drop into the corner of the end zone, incomplete, intending that one for Anderson.
They're just a little off tonight. It's not quite normal what we're normal, you know.
Well,
we're
when you
used
say that,
seeing.
You say it off. He has six catches for 122 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I know. There's been, I think four passes they haven't.
But you know,
we get spoiled.
We're winning 45-8. So
yes,
here, work out the bugs and be on next week.
Yes,
okay?
that's
we're going to need them to be on next week
for sure.
Because the countdown's on to next Friday.
Yep.
You didn't
want
to be looking ahead to Owen Withy like the broadcaster, but I mean, it's coming.
Yep.
All right. So a third and two from the three. Smisky, the handoff to Meinen ahead for the touchdown.
Yep. And we got an official signal.
Okay.
I know the players thought he was in, but it looks like they're marking him short.
Oh, they marked him at the one. All right.
Yep.
So he gets the first down, but he gets the gain of two. Three carries for 13 yards for Meinen. All right. Well, I was going by the player signal, so much for that. I got a lot of bugs to work out in my call, too, for next week. The good thing is if they play on with you, I'll have the opponent right.
There you go. Yeah, for sure.
That'll be quite a week getting ready for that, that rematch, and two great coaches, too. And running it to the outside and ducking in. Oh, Smisky going to spin, and he got smacked right around the goal line.
Smisky on the run.
And he couldn't quite get it
in
there.
No, couldn't quite get it in. I thought he was able to dodge one person flying in there. And
no gain.
Couldn't quite get it in.
He has, I don't know, I have that as his first carry of the night.
I think so, yeah.
He's been the field general, and again, he's had three touchdown passes. But the bulk of that, obviously, in the first half. The final 90 seconds here on WOGO's coverage on Max TV. And they want to get this in the end zone if they can. And Smisky spinning to the left side. He heaves one in the end zone, and he's got the completion.
Touchdown.
And six more for McDonald. And this one to David Anderson.
Yeah, that one to David Anderson.
All right, well, it took a soft kind of a feathery touch to complete that.
Yeah, yep. And it they kept going back to it. And, eventually, if they keep trying, they're going to get it.
Yep. And there's the extra point, and they successfully get that through after some problems along the way. Final break coming up.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doray Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The max 75 seconds from moving on to round two as they try to get to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln for that title game. November 16th at 1 in the afternoon, and this one on the far side is caught, and then he goes out of bounds, Cooper Gould. So the final 75 seconds now.
I was kind of surprised he caught that. He might have had a better chance letting it go and maybe bouncing out of bounds.
He kind of had that reaction, like, what was I thinking there?
Yeah, so, yeah. But at this point, I don't know that it matters much.
Yep, November 16th, 1 in the afternoon. So the road to Wisconsin Rapids. This is the first hurdle.
Yeah, and you know what? This is probably the last home game these seniors will play at Doré Field here.
Yeah, we
unless it was a surprising upset,
right?
Against Owen Withy, but because if
that's true,
they would get past Owen Withy, the third game I believe would be a neutral setting,
and that may be it. They're going to just go ahead, final 30 seconds, and not even call one more play. So 22-20, just counting it down here. And so we'll come back with the post-game show as the McDonald Max win it 52-8 over visiting Wausau Newman, the Fighting Cardinals of Newman Catholic. And the Max now up their record to 8-1 on the season. Newman's season ends at 7-2. The Max await the winner of that Owen Withy Port Edwards game. Back with the post game in 3 minutes.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla, 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics.
Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christ Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristOrthodontics.com today to get started.
All right, McDonald victory tonight, 52-8. Heading to the fourth quarter in Middleton. Chihai still leads Middleton 14-13. That game on WOGO FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and also apparently on Cardinal TV. But here on Max TV, the Max win it 52-8. And, Seth, we were caught off guard. Max, nobody saw us getting out to a 39-0 lead at the half. They get 2 second-half touchdowns. Don't quite pitch the shutout, but still, here on the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, they got to love it. Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll go down on the field right now to our friend Drew Smiske.
All right, I'm here with Coach Mark Maloney. Coach, 2 years ago we played these guys, 69-13, I believe the score was. 2 years later, first round of the playoffs, you guys take care of business here tonight, 52-8. Impressive performance on offense and defense.
Yes, I mean, these kids, they've just been coming on week after week after week, getting better. There wasn't a whole lot of, I mean, we did a few things that we can iron out here tonight, you know, over the week. But these kids have just been playing fantastic football. Again, you got Grant and David that are just in sync. They missed a couple of nice passes there. And, yeah, just by an inch or two, you know, Grant kind of wanted that to happen, but it didn't quite. And we tried it three times, and it was right there every time, and we just missed it. But that's okay. You know, now we got to get ready for Owen Withey. We owe Owen Withey now. And they won the night, too, so... you know, we got to get ready to take care of business next Friday night. Let's enjoy this one because, again, the kids played fantastic, and we did. We needed to kind of redeem ourselves from 2 years ago, and the kids did a nice job of doing that. You know, Wausau Newman came out, played some pretty good football, but I think our defense was just a little too tough for him.
Yeah. Looking forward to next week with Owen Withey. Definitely you guys learned some things and how they attacked us, and you guys are going to make your adjustments, and I can't wait to have this interview.
Week
from tonight we're going to be talking about
me too.
We are going to talk about it.
I'm pretty excited about it. I think these kids are locked in now, so if we do a lot of good things next Friday night, I think the score is going to take care of itself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Congratulations on the great win tonight. Back to you, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks so much. Drew Smiske down there on the field as, McDonald comes out on top 52-8. Stick around. We've got the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, the Russ Proofer Defensive Player of the Game. Who's Seth going to go with? We'll find out coming up.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory Authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the...
When it comes to indoor comfort...
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
All right, back here on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. All right, time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by the good folks at Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. Yeah. All right. Well, how about the Rust Proofers player of the game?
You know, tonight I'm going to go with Dan Fritz. You know, for that read option to work well, you got to get your middle linebacker there out of position, and that didn't happen to Danny. Danny was there, and Danny was making plays all over the place.
And his offense wasn't bad either.
But, offense wasn't bad either. So, yep, Dan Fritz tonight did a heck of a job.
Absolutely. And so he is your Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Meanwhile, it's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Tell you what, they had Dawson Moulton's number early in the game in that that Wausau Newman defense, but boy, did he break out after starting for a two-yard loss and then ran for five, a one-yard loss. He just went crazy. 173 yards on the night, two touchdowns, one a 29-yard run, the other a 35-yard run. He had another 35-yard run that wasn't a touchdown. Dawson Moulton, Daniel Fritz, as you say, a defensive Rust Proofers player of the game, but how about three carries for 71 yards and a 31-yard touchdown? Also tonight, you had a great night. Grant Smiski, we talked about through the air. His halftime numbers were 8 of 10 for 174 yards and three touchdowns. That was in the first half. He had a fourth touchdown to Anderson late in the game. Anderson, 123 yards receiving, two touchdown receptions, and that 22-yard run. But this is this case where in sports you think about what didn't happen, and Coach Maloney there talking about really close on the long ball.
Yeah, a couple there that were just inches away. But, you can't complain about, David Grant still hooking up for three touchdowns, I believe, there. But, just a great night all around. Mm-hmm. All around, offense, defense, and the special teams as well. So,
well, what we don't know is either way, we hope to be on Max TV next week. But here's the deal. Will we be on radio or will we be just on Max TV? That remains to be seen, mm-hmm. because 14-13 Chahai leads, and they get the radio coverage if they win. We'll see. We hope they do as they lead in the early fourth quarter at Middleton. The other net, again, statistics tonight, 30 yards on penalties for the Max to 20, and McDonald 12 first downs to 9. For Wausau Newman tonight. And so, you know what? I like to let you go because you're a dad as well as a color analyst, so you don't need to be here for the highlights.
That.
Thank you, friend. And we'll see you next week at Owen Withy, all right?
Sounds great.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we finish it off now. Grayson Hoff, you can't leave yet because I got to finish this. We've got highlights to get to here, and most of them from the first half. Let's give it a listen here. We've got that highlights coming for you after this last commercial break.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Every winter, sickness is out to get you. It's like you're a knight standing alone on a hilltop. And rushing toward you? Nasty colds, RSV, and influenza. And if you don't have your armor ready, get protected this winter. Stop by your locally owned medicine shop pharmacy with remedies to keep your family safe and healthy this cold and flu season. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
All right, we finish up here on the Post Class and Mirror Post Game Show with some of the highlights. The bulk of them in the first half, when the Macs build up a huge lead, 39-0. From their own 34, going left to right. Under center, Smiski again. Deep back, Moulton to the near side, and a reverser on the other end. Anderson, he dodges a defender, and now he turns it upfield. The 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. Anderson, the 45, into the 43-yard line of Wausau Newman. First down, McDonald. Line now. Back to pass. And there's heaving it. Smiski goes for the long ball, and he's got Anderson along the sideline and then out of bounds. And that's a completion, and it's going to go about inside the 30-yard line. So a completion of over 40 yards on the play. Three catches here tonight. So McDonald from the 29. From 29 to 29, they turn that around. And now a pitch out going on the far side. Moulton trying to get some room, and he stumbles, and he's going to go. Moulton's in the end zone. He's able to shake the tackle for a touchdown on a 29-yard run.
So
with five first downs now. And back to pass. Smiski is going to heave one deep. He's got Anderson again inside the 10-yard line for a first down. Oh, for sure, one of the best to the 8-yard line now inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. And Smiski rolling to his right. He's got his receiver.
All right.
Touchdown. There it is. Ryan Smiski, cousin to cousin. And the Macs lead at 13-0. And some excitement right there in the midst of our highlights, reminding us about the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul-away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com as we continue with our highlights. Let's take over now. First and 10 from their own 27, going right to left to start this second quarter. And there's the handoff, and it's going to go. Fritz going to bust one, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, and finally knocked down inside the Wausau Newman 40-yard line. And Smiski comes up. He's been under center all night long. And got that I formation behind him, and then He's got a quick dump pass, and that's going to go to the house all the way for a touchdown. The speedy David Anderson on the 38-yard slant in, and it's 20-0 McDonald. Here for the Macs defensively. Carson Rice from the pistol. They're saying, hey, we're down 21-0. Low snap. He'll roll to his left. Looking. Here comes the pass rush after him. And is it? He's going to heave one down the field. Intercepted by Eli Stepp. Stepp, spin move at the 40. Spin move again. He's still going. And he's on the far sideline, the 35. And he's dropped down about the 32-yard line. Nothing lead here with 7:55 to go. Middle of this second quarter from DeRay. The Macs, the home team for this one. I formation behind Smiski. Hand off Fritz. He's going to take it himself all the way to the house. Daniel Fritz, untouched. Touchdown. Macs lead at 27-0. Just a few more highlights from still from the first half here after the Macs
second
win.
And 18 for McDonald.
Smiski under center. The I formation. Hand off Moulton. Second runner through, and he's got burst, and there he gets into the secondary, and Moulton's still going midfield, and then he's still going. The 45. Jeez. Wow, he's tough to bring down, and finally he is brought down at the 40-yard line by number 5, Jacob Fox.
And I think Newman was definitely expecting pass there.
Yo, there's the handoff, Moulton again, and he's getting into the secondary. He can go to the house. Moulton on his way into the end zone. He's just, he's down to the 5-yard line or so. Wow, he has got another gear tonight.
At second level.
All right, and now from the 5-yard line, Smiski under center. Take the snap, handoff, Moulton, and try to let him get into the end zone. Touchdown, the Macs lead at 33-0. But, all right, now see what they do in the 23 seconds. Second down. He'll go back again, and he'll fire one, and he's got Daniel Fritz. Fritz to the 20. Fritz still going. Fritz may go. He's going to score a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house, and the Macs lead it 39-0. That was with 10 seconds left in the first half. Those were all from the first half. How about some second half highlights? Macs, after getting their 10th first down of the night, Smiski. Looking to the left, now he's going to heave one to Anderson down the sideline. He couldn't quite haul it in. Oh, David beat us.
Newman, it kind of looks like they're just not interested in tackling anymore.
Again, that was a 45-yard touchdown run from Dawson Moulton. Didn't have that highlight cued necessarily. See if we can get one more for the road here. I'm not completely sure. The second half, we had the running clock completely through. Nowhere near as much scoring. And try one more here. V. And they want to get this in the end zone if they can. And Smiski spinning to the left side. He heaves one in the end zone, and he's got the completion.
Touchdown.
And six more for McDonald. One more 1-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson, and that does it for the Macs and the scoring. And that does it for the post-glass and mirror post-game showroom. McDonald coming out on top. 52-8 tonight. They did it. And they move on to face Owen Withy, a winner as well. The last we had was Chi High in the fourth quarter at Middleton, leading 14-13. So, again, you can catch that on FM 103.1, Wogo.com, even on Cardinal TV. Thanks so much to Seth and Drew Smiski for helping in the broadcast tonight. For Grayson Huff, without him, we certainly wouldn't be on Max TV. I'm Mark Halverson, asking you to please recognize our advertisers on the way out tonight, because without them, that certainly this broadcast would not have been possible. We're so appreciative to them for getting behind what we try to do here with Max Sports, and so appreciated as we wind down the fall season and look forward to what's coming up. But, hey, we got some more postseason to take care of here. The Macs trying to avenge that earlier loss against Owen Withy. This one's what really counts. Level 2 of the postseason and 8 player. And we'll have it for you next Friday night. WDOGO Sports. Continuing to follow the Macs on Max TV. Thanks so much and good night.
WOGO. Your sports station.
Next.
McDonald Max Football on WOGL has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realties, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.